As I mentioned in the outset, that I represent Unbound. And Unbound is an organization, as I mentioned, that gives us the opportunity to connect with someone who is in special need, to connect a person like you with compassion and love for the poor, with someone who is really poor, someone who really needs the help, the lending hand of someone like you and I, to transform their lives and to really give them an opportunity to help them finally escape from the clutches of that cycle of poverty into which they are born. Our world office, as mentioned, is in Kansas City, Kansas. And there we have a huge warehouse, actually, and it's a very cheap place, nice place, but serves the purpose. And we have 160 full-time staff people who run this huge organization that we now call Unbound. From Kansas City, we reach out to 20 countries, developing countries around the world. And each of those countries has a main office in one of their main cities. And then from that main office, we extend out to the barrios and the huge cities, or way up in the mountains or in the plains, some place where education usually slips away from young people, especially the poor who do not have much of an opportunity. I recently visited El Salvador and visited several hundred of our kids there who are being sponsored, and a lot of elderly. And way up in the mountains, 3-hour bus trip and then an hour in the back of a cattle truck to finally get to this far, far outpost where there's hundreds of children waiting for us who are sponsored and waiting to give us thanks because their lives are being changed because now they can get an education. Or in the inner city, the inner cities are so huge and so poverty-stricken. It turned my stomach. I was actually sick for the rest of the day simply seeing the difficulty and the smell of burning rubbish and where these kids live and where they're trying to hack out a life and trying to get an education. But it escapes them unless somebody steps into their lives. One particular place was an abandoned railroad track. It went on for miles and miles and miles. And on each side of the embankment of those railroad tracks, abandoned, were houses and houses and houses, tin shacks, dirt floors, tin roofs. And there hundreds of children live, many of them no opportunity for school. And so those who are sponsored can do it. And they're sponsored by people who are willing to step into their lives and change their lives. Our criteria is very simple. You have to be living in poverty. Not just poor, but the extreme poverty that really leaves them out of the possibility of an education. These 20 countries include countries in Africa, in India, the Philippines, Mexico, Central America, some South American countries. And all these countries have a lot of children now who are being sponsored. You know, when this first began way back in 1983, it began with these five lay people that I mentioned. A couple of them had worked in Guatemala as lay people, and therefore they decided to begin there. So each one of these five lay people sponsored one child and began to support that child through his years of education. And then they expanded for friends and their parishes, and pretty soon they had 100 and 200. And today we know we have 317,000 children and elderly people around the world who are being sponsored by people like you and I. Their lives are really being changed. It seems so difficult, and 300,000 is really just a drop in a bucket when you think of the millions and millions of children around the world who go without education. There's 130 million children simply working in child labor around the world. So to such a point where you wonder how can, or where do we even begin, right? Somebody asked Mother Teresa that at one time, Mother Teresa, where do we even begin? The problem is so huge and so impossible. And she simply said, one at a time. And that's what she and her congregation of charity do, one at a time. And that's what we do with Unbound, one at a time. One person connected with you to a child in poverty, giving that child the opportunity for an education. Now, the process is very simple, and their needs are very basic. But, you know, just allowing the children to buy a pair of shoes, to walk these mountain paths, or to buy a pair of buy some uniforms in order to go to school, because a lot of places demand that. Or simple things, maybe even eating breakfast before they get on that long hike to school or the bus. Simple things, maybe medicine for dad or for mom. Simply food sometimes. And so the whole family will benefit when one child is sponsored. I visited some mothers' groups, mothers of children who are sponsored. And they meet every week and they pray and they sing and they have little groups and then they form little cooperatives in which they can borrow some money to buy seeds, simply to plant vegetables, or to buy cloth to make clothes for their kids. Very simple, basic things, but it begins to change the whole community and the whole ambience, and everybody seems to benefit from it. I visited 30 college university students way up in the mountains, a 3.5-hour bus ride to get there. And I've met with 30 college students who go to the University of Santa Ana in El Salvador. And they're kids like ours. They simply are studying to be medical doctors or nurses, teachers, lawyers, everything. And they do very well. But they can do it simply because they're sponsored. And these 30 kids really impressed me. They get up at 3:30 in the morning, take a 3-hour or 3.5-hour bus ride down to Santa Ana, the university, study all day, get back on the bus and go back up to their mountain home, get home about 8:30 at night, study and do the whole thing the next day over again. The people that sponsor those children are really getting their money's worth. They're really transforming lives and giving them an opportunity. And so I give you that opportunity today. You'll get a folder like this. This folder has a picture of an elderly person. His name is Celestino. Celestino is from Guatemala. He's 69 years old, disabled. He needs somebody to sponsor him so he can live out the rest of his life with a certain amount of dignity. He or a child that you might sponsor will send you a new picture every year. You will write him a letter. He will write you a letter back. It'll be translated. The children will write you letters. In other words, you get to know this child or the person that you're sponsoring. A lot of people take the picture and put it up on their refrigerator. And the child becomes another member of the family, just incorporated in everything they say and do. You know, in the readings today were kind of interesting, to say the least. Kind of depressing in a way, the gospel especially, huh? The gloom and doom and the destruction. It was really all about the destruction of the temple. And Jesus was anticipating that when he was preaching about it. He said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Well, they're thinking he was talking about the temple of Jerusalem, which in a sense he was. But he's really talking about his own destruction and death and resurrection. When Mark is writing his gospel that we heard today, this is some 30, 40, 50 years later when the temple now had been destroyed. And there is utter chaos in the city. Can you imagine the chaos of the Romans destroying their temple, their place of worship? Think about Paris in the last few nights, right? That's the type of destruction and difficulty that people were experiencing. So Jesus simply tells them, have faith, have trust. Be aware of what's going on around you, the persecution that was taking place at that time when Mark writes his gospel, the difficulties just to be called a Christian. But the good news is that Jesus is there. He was there because destroy this temple and I'll raise it up. Resurrected, new life. So it's good news. He's with the suffering people. And that's what we proclaim, Jesus with the suffering people of the world who anticipate and trust that somebody here might really sponsor them this very night. We have 17,000 kids waiting. So hopefully we can dwindle it down by a couple dozen more today or tonight. Now the final thing is how this really happens. What we ask of you to sponsor a child is $30 a month. Now, that seems like a lot of money for a lot of people, but you know, most of us can spend that in one evening in a restaurant these days, right? Simply a dollar a day. Give up a cup of coffee. Young people, give up a soda. And take that sacrifice and put it towards the changing the life of a young person. Or like I say, I saw a Starbucks across the street. Give up a Starbucks and sponsor three or four kids, huh? When we sacrifice a little bit, great things happen and can and do happen. Now, I mentioned that we also sponsor elderly people like this gentleman. You know, when I was in El Salvador, I was visiting this area with those railroad tracks that I mentioned. And while I was visiting families, all of a sudden a real elderly lady comes out of her little tin shack and she climbs up the embankment and says, "Padre, Padre," she knew I was a priest from Unbound. And she said, "Padre, sabe que anoche fue la primera vez en mi vida que yo dormí en una cama. Last night was the first time in my life that I slept in a bed." What happened is that her sponsor of Unbound sent some extra money to our office in Santa Ana. They went out and bought her a bed, delivered it the day before, and that was the night before, the first time she slept in the bed in her life in 84 years. That's what we do when we enter the lives of people. We make their lives much more happy. The way we do this is simply asking you to give $30 a month. You can send that by check monthly to Kansas City Unbound. You can do automatic bank withdrawal from your checking account. You can do automatic check withdrawal of your check, your credit card or debit card, however you want to do that. And then you can begin sponsoring children or people. I sponsored three myself, a young man from Guatemala, a young man, 18, from the Philippines. And also I just started recently an elderly person. He's 81 years old. He's from Bolivia. When I saw his picture, I thought I recognized it. It looked familiar. I said, "I'm going to sponsor this guy. His name is Felix. He's 81 years old. I'm 75 years old. And I figure we'll just see which one of us goes first." When Felix dies, of course, it's all over with. But if I go first, Unbound will continue to sponsor him anyway, simply by donations by people like yourself. And we keep children sponsored who get dropped or their sponsor can no longer do it. So this is what we do. The final thing in terms of stewardship. These folders say on the back, 92.5% of the monies collected go to the child and the family in need. It's a pretty high percentage. Only 6% or 7% for our working costs. And so we like that. We like the fact that Charity Watch International this last year gave Unbound an A+ for their stewardship. We're the only one that got an A+ in the nation, so we're pretty proud of that. Now I'm going to be in the back of the church in that table back there after Mass to help you sponsor a child. Now, there's one difficulty in that this parish is too generous. I brought along 100 folders like this, and all the children are gone. They've all been sponsored. All I have left are 4 elderly people. So I don't want to take these home with me. So if somebody can sponsor an elderly person, but you can still sponsor a child also. Father Mark did me the favor of taking the form inside these folders that you need to fill out and leave with me. And this form, a lot of them, you can fill out this form simply with your name and address, how you want to sponsor with your $30 automatic bank withdrawal credit card, and you can leave this then with me, and I'll send this back to Kansas City tomorrow, and your child will be sponsored, except that you can't pick one because they don't have any folders, but they will pick one for you. If you say you want a girl or a boy or an elderly person, just mark it, and they will this week then send you a folder just like this with a child. They'll pick it for you, and then you can sponsor that child. So I'll be in the back of the church to help you out with that, and with that I'm going to give my voice and my legs a little bit of a rest, and I'll be in the back of the church to help you out, and I thank very much Father Mark for the invitation, and the opportunity to come here and speak to you and speak on behalf of the needy children of the world. Thank you so very much, and God bless you.